Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. If I go missing, everybody, I think everybody can listen back on this podcast because this is getting a bit creepy. Did I tell you that the guy that owns the plane is flying the plane?
What? Oh, is there a co-pilot?
Of course there's a co-pilot.
Is it a jet or is it a...
I don't know.
A propeller?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Stay hungry. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. Welcome back, everybody. I'm so excited because we are doing our first official show here in the new house. And I have a very special guest with me this week. It's Mr. Riley Huddleston. Of course, I had to have him on because I'm putting him in the hot seat. I'm asking him a lot of questions from the Patreon episode, which, by the way, if you haven't signed up for Patreon, Patreon is basically a monthly subscription where you can get extra content. You'll be able to call in and talk to me and ask questions and be able to get first access to any events that we do and merch and just so much more. It is a full-on experience and it's just more than once. You get me more than once a week. So make sure you go to patreon.com/humbleandhungry, or just honestly go to my website or my Instagram and you can get all the information there. But you can go and sign up and do different tiers, and I want to thank the ones that have already signed up. Thank you all so much. I am so appreciative of, you know, you guys investing in me. I feel like I am also invested in you, so I really appreciate you all. But anyhow, let's get to the show, people. Stay hungry. Welcome, Mr. Riley Huddleston.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Of course.
I mean, I made the cut.
Yeah, I know. So at the end of the episode, we're going to basically give everybody a little teaser of the Patreon episode where I have Jackie and Jessica and Catherine on. It's sort of like an After Dark-ish, except we didn't auto-tune our voices this time. And we had a lot to say about you.
Can you tell the difference who's talking?
No, of course. Oh, because we all have the same voice. Oh, right.
All the listeners were thinking the same thing.
That's very true. I think so. I think so. But you know, they're a little bit of a shit show because we're sisters and we all talk over each other. And I know it's a little annoying sometimes, but the feedback I've gotten so far is that everyone's really enjoyed it and laughed their asses off. Babe, you deal with this all the time.
I know. And I understand
and
how annoying it is.
And you don't laugh your ass off with us?
And I also laugh my ass off, so...
Okay. You know. You're two tequilas in.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Could tell.
Wow.
But yes, at the end of the episode, you guys are going to get a sneak peek of that extra episode that only my patrons get. But the reason why I bring that up is because we talked about you and other men and relationships. Drum roll.
Our favorite topic.
Do you want me to bring it up or shall you listen? Are you going to sign up for my Patreon? How much are you spending a month on me?
That's funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah. So
a lot.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure. So we talked about passwords on phones. And by the way, I'm just going to dive straight into this. We'll get into the house later.
Rip off the Band-Aid.
Yes, let's totally. Go. So we were talking about passwords on your partner's phones. And I was telling them that I don't have your password to your phone. And that it's been bothering me.
That is all correct.
Yes. And you have my passwords and I don't have yours. Would you like to explain to the people and myself?
I've explained to you many times. You can look through my phone. I'll open it for you. It has nothing to do with the content on the phone. It has something to do with the password.
Why?
I'm a weird individual, and that's just something to do with the password.
You know? Why not? Because you had said the number means something to you.
Exactly.
So why not change the number?
Because then I won't have that number in my life. Like right now, it's just part of my life because I have to hit it every time I go into my phone. If I didn't, then what if I get amnesia and I forget? You know?
Oh, give me a fucking break, amnesia.
Why would anybody need? Why does somebody need the password?
Gonna get married. That's right. Why.
But you can. But what do you need on my phone?
I don't need anything. But guess what? It's that if God forbid something were to happen to you, right? Then what? I posted this on Instagram, by the way, and I got an insane amount of comments on this. If something were to happen to you, and I don't have access to your phone, granted, some people were like, "Well, what do you need from the phone?"
Exactly.
But what about contacts and photos and videos of things that you've taken, important information, any emails that I need to get to? I mean, this is going to be a whole major topic in next week's episode because I'm going to have an estate attorney come on and talk to us about this. But yes, go ahead.
Let's wrap about this really quick.
Yes.
In our situation, I have one phone. My employer has that phone. Right? It's a company phone.
He has that phone.
It's a company phone. So if something was to happen to me, they have access to it all because it is a company phone. So they have my emails, my contacts, whatever else is on there. Right? So that solves that situation. So I think we can move on.
Well, like I said, we're going to have a estate attorney come on next week because I feel like a lot of people, again, it brought up a bigger conversation about if something were to happen to your partner, which, by the way, you are leaving out of town tomorrow and you're flying on a private plane, which to me scares me a little bit.
Did I tell you that the guy that owns the plane is flying the plane?
What? Oh, is there a co-pilot?
Of course there's a co-pilot.
Is it a jet or is it a,
I don't know,
a propeller?
I'll tell you tomorrow. It gets there fast, so I'm assuming it's a jet, but they call it a plane. And it's bigger than the King Air, so must be a jet? Question mark? I don't know. I'll find out tomorrow.
So Riley's going to Aspen.
For Aspen Food and Wine.
Aspen Food and Wine. And they're having a very, very big event at his boss's house. And so, and Riley's cooking for what, like 300 people?
I mean, it's hors d'oeuvres for 300 people, but yes.
Hors d'oeuvres, so like small little bites. God, how tedious is that?
Mm. Three different bites. I make it easy on myself. So it's three different bites, you know, a couple of components to each bite. Yeah, it's easy.
And what about like the little plates and the, and
yeah,
the, it's all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having to heat and like cook anything like on the stove?
No, I have my circulator, so I'll take care of that. Just keeping it warm in a hot bath.
A hot bath. Sounds so good right
it
now.
It does. Yeah.
Anyway, so he's...
Especially how I said it. In a hot bath.
Yeah, you sounded very sexy when you said that. I don't understand the code to the phone. Sorry, I'm just going back to that.
So,
okay, anyway.
So let's...
Okay, wait, so, sorry. Hold on, I'm just jumping around.
Okay.
But
okay.
Let me just finish the plane situation. Yeah. So you're flying out there and you're going with some of your boss's family and all of that. So, you know, I think... Look, flying in general and traveling and all of that. I mean, look, you could be driving a car and something happened to you or have a heart attack, but flying just now ups the ante on something happening. So it got me thinking like, okay, but if something were to happen to you genuinely, which we just had this conversation earlier at dinner, and I was like, wait, hold that thought because I want to talk about it on the podcast. Is that, am I like, we need to have those conversations on, okay, are we on each other's, you know, cause we have, life insurance, and what about like bank accounts and wills and trusts and all of that? And you said,
I said, well, one, we have had this conversation, but you might have forgotten your setup on all of my things, you and Piper.
I have amnesia.
All my bank accounts, my life insurance, my 401k, everything is in your guys' names. So,
But do, and so when that,
I don't know why you need a code to the phone.
Listen, as long as you leave me a good, what's it called? Life insurance. It will call it even.
You're going to have a great life insurance and a nice little retirement. And then you're still going to be pissed.
Oh, I'm
going to
be bitter.
Be like, what the hell was that damn code? I don't care about the money. I want the code.
It's true. It's true. It's the principle.
Yeah. Well, that's not happening.
It'll help me get over your death a lot quicker.
I want you to remember it just like I want to remember my code.
Exactly. You have access to all my life.
But I'm not on your bank account.
Well, you're not on my any name.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't want you to have my money. So you can look through all my photos and all my phones.
See how it works.
But you know? You can't have my money. No, I'm kidding. So I need to add you to my... So even if we're not married, I can still add you. And Piper?
Yes.
All my bank accounts.
At least I'm on your life insurance because I helped set that up.
Right. So the next thing that we need to do is a will or a trust, correct?
Trust.
A trust. What's the difference between... A will is when you are... basically leaving something to someone. A trust is if something were to happen to me, this is how I want things to be either distributed or handled, correct?
Right. So everything can go in. It depends on how you set it up, but how I like planning on setting certain things up. It's just a more detailed will, I guess, in a sense. So it goes to one place.
This is what
and
I
then there's the executor.
The attorney.
Then there's the executor of the trust that executes to make sure that it's all how I or you or somebody,
right,
the person that died or passed, wants it executed.
Right. So there has to be obviously different things in place. So if we were both to die, right, what happens to Piper? Or if one of us were to pass, then what would happen to, you know, the other person? I guess for me, because we're not married, I'm curious if all of that still stands. Because I know that if you were to go into the hospital, I'm not, like, how do they know that I'm your next of kin? Because I'm not your wife. It would be like it would probably be like your parent.
Because you're on all my information.
I don't think it works like that. I'm telling you. Like, do you want to be on life support?
How many days are we talking?
Is
it like I got hit by a car and they say he'll pull through and you're like, nope.
Give me a percentage.
I need to, you know.
If they say 50-50, it's really
if they're like, he's a vegetable, see you later.
What about those miracles? What about those miracles that are just like, hey,
well,
after 172 days, he came out?
Nah.
No?
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay.
In today's society, you know how many things you'll miss? How many songs that come out every single day? How many TV shows?
You're saying you're not going to be up to... You're not going to be...
Yeah, so might as well... If you're just gone for 186 days, you might as well just...
No, that's like you going and...
Like it's like going to sleep when you're 20 and waking up with gray hair, you know? It's just... It's a long time. Just call it quits on a chance.
I like it. That's what you think about. Okay.
Piper will be going through her... adolescent stage where she hates me anyways. I mean, see you later.
All valid points. I'm not going to lie. yeah, me too. Pull the plug. But I definitely think that these are conversations that we all need to be having. There was a lot of messages I was getting that was like, oh, my dad passed and my mom had zero information because all of his passwords and everything was on his phone because he would handle the bills. And so they had access to nothing. And just things like that. And that's what got me thinking. It's not even about the cheating and all of that. It's more about like logistically if something were to happen, you know, I just hear that losing someone, yes, it's really hard, but it's, you know, emotionally, but it's also a pain in the ass. So it's almost like, how do we get ahead of that and just make sure that, you know, you can at least make things run as smoothly as possible. I heard that on this podcast called Crime Junkies, it's called If I Go Missing File, and you basically have everything in there. So it's like, you know, just anything you can think of. Passwords and codes and places that you, bank account information, car information, like everything is in there. That way, if something were to happen, it's all there.
And I wonder if there's like for me, what I mentioned was Dropbox, right? You probably can figure, because you have, by the way, a lot of my passwords. I would say all my passwords. It's just the 4-digit code to get in my phone. You just don't have. So
annoying. Do you guys see what I have to fucking deal with? Oh my God.
In Dropbox has a lot of photos, a lot of information, you know, because it's where I upload stuff for work as well. And
this doesn't feel organized to me. This feels like a shit show. This feels like
Dropbox
I am going
to very, be organized. You're welcome.
Okay, and do I have the password for that?
Yes, you do.
I do?
It'll take you probably one try, because you have three passwords.
Like, why make this like hard on me? Why not just be like,
well, I'm not going to tell everybody listening now, or you know what I mean? that's a little weird.
But I think that we need to be a little bit more organized and have everything in one file and just have it tucked away.
If I go missing, everybody, I think everybody can listen back on this podcast, because this is getting a bit creepy.
No, I think that it's being safe. Rather
yes,
be safe than
everybody
sorry.
Needs to be safe out there and get your life organized. When you're talking about it, try not to, you know, push so hard that they think you might do something to them.
All right. Moving right along. The house. We are sitting.
I just want to say, I can't wait to actually hear next week's episode with
the attorney.
So you can get some information, and hopefully I will not have been missing by then.
Oh, no, I have this planned perfectly. Don't you worry. I've already planned it. I'm actually very excited though, because I feel like these are one of those things as like an adult that you really gotta like just get it over with, you know, not even for us, for like our kids. You know, what happens to our money? What happens to what goes to them? It's a pain in the ass when people die.
Yes, it is.
So my cousin had to go through that with her uncle. And it was like a shit show. And there was cars, and there was titles to the cars. And there was, I mean, having to close credit card accounts and bank accounts and things that she had zero idea, zero access to. And having death certificates wasn't enough. Oh, do you know that on your phone, actually, there is under your settings, there's a legacy setting. Legacy? I'm not sure it's called legacy. There is under your settings to be able to allow, if something were to happen, you give access to that person on your phone. That way, if you have to go to Apple to get it unlocked for some reason, they can verify that you were the person that could have access to the phone. Because not even police can get access to a phone for privacy issues. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I know. All right, moving right along from all that morbid conversation. So we are in our new home.
This isn't a morbid conversation.
Why? Because of how much money we spent on this freaking
house?
Oh,
there's the money. There's the stress of moving. There's all the good stuff, you know? No.
Let's just fast forward to
where we are right now, and it's all perfect and dandy.
That's what I'm saying. How much do you love this house?
I love it.
Right?
Yeah, it's great.
It's honestly feeling more and more like home.
Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful. I can look in the corner. I see all my cookbooks stacked. It's exactly like home.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, look, we're not... So if you've been following the whole process on Instagram, we renovated two bathrooms, the primary bathroom and Piper's bathroom upstairs. And then we have a powder room.
Look at that. You didn't downstairs. Call it a master bathroom.
No, because I'm learning.
Look at that.
So downstairs is the powder room, and we're just switching out the toilet and, you know, painting walls and just sort of using the floors and the vanity that's here and just trying to zhuzh it up a little bit because everything was costing a fortune. And then as you guys saw on my Instagram again, it's the living room. We added some decorative moldings on the walls. And so we've been like changing some subtle things out, like chandeliers and things like that. But which has been going by so fast, hasn't it?
Yeah, it seems like we've just got in here.
And we did. literally, a week ago?
But
we moved, oh my God, exactly a week today.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy. And I mean, for the most part, most boxes are out of the house. They're just in the garage. The garage is a shit show. Let's be honest. And our clothes is a shit show. We have no rhyme or reason in our closet situation yet.
The house is beautiful. The feng shui is still coming.
Yeah. Yeah. By feng shui, what do you mean? Feng shui? Or are you talking about like the systems in place?
The system, like, yes, the feng shui is fine in the kitchen and dining room, living room area.
Everything
outside
else.
Of that, you know,
that's why
garage,
everyone...
rooms, stuff. So it's not fully clicking yet.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah. But it's beautiful.
And everyone's like, wait, why aren't you posting the other rooms? I'm like, you don't want to see the other rooms. It's just not there yet. I feel like I need all the construction people. I need everyone out and everything, all the dust literally to settle. And then I can fully go in and organize everything. Right?
Yes. Agreed.
You look exhausted.
I'm not exhausted.
Exhausted. You are, I think, working like crazy, and that move did not help, and now you are having to get back on a plane, and you've been traveling like crazy. Are you feeling a little run down? Why don't you just admit it to yourself?
Why would anybody admit that they're run down?
Oh, I fucking admit it all the time. I'm like, I'm exhausted.
No.
I need a break. But then I don't give myself a break, which is why I got sick right before the move. I was so ill last week. And I think it's because I was go, go, go. I really wasn't eating. I wasn't really drinking. I wasn't hydrating.
That's why, though.
Yeah.
You were go, 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 but you literally ate like a chipmunk. Not a full grown squirrel, chipmunk. And
so random.
And drank. Well, that, yeah, like that was about as much as you drank.
I know. I really was just, because when I'm on a mission, you know me, I'm on a mission.
Yeah, that's why I take my gallon of water with me everywhere, and people make fun of me, but it's the only way I will remember to drink that much, because I'm go, 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 go.
Yeah, I know. I need to get better at that. I bought us two each a gallon, and mine I donated because it was just too big. I couldn't carry it around. I used to, and then I was like,
And I still drink mine, love mine.
I know. You're good, and that's why you never get sick, except now you're feeling a little run down. So I need to pump you up with some vitamins.
I'm sick, though.
Not sick.
And not feeling run down.
Did you like those patches last night?
Does use them for 30 days.
So you're not going to give a full review yet?
No.
There are some patches.
You can't just do one night and then it's a miracle. It literally says it's not that. It doesn't work that way.
Well, there's some patches and I will give you guys a full review in 30 days. But
they're miracles.
They're wellness pack. Well, they're wellness patches, and there's like sleep patches. I've used them before.
There's energy patches.
Yeah. And there's like certain places that you need to actually put it on your body in order for it to do what it's supposed to do. So I'll let you guys know if he gets sick, then throwing out the patches. Your body is an amazing organic machine. It turns food into energy, heals wounds, supports in your consciousness, and so much more. But it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. Some of those signals include adaptogens. These are compounds that balance hormones and help you deal with stress in a healthier way. So if you're feeling tired, these compounds give you a boost of energy. If you're stressed, they help you return to a natural state of calm. They literally help you adapt to the stress of life. My favorite source of adaptogen is Organifi. They create these like delicious superfood blends that mix easily with water. They make it easy for me to just get more adaptogens in my day-to-day life, like ashwagandha and reishi mushrooms, rhodiola, and so much more. So if you're looking for an easy way to support your amazing body, I highly recommend trying Organifi. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends that offer plant-based nutrition with high quality ingredients and less than 3 grams of sugar. They have different flavor options like green juice, red juice, gold chocolate, and pumpkin spice for the holidays, all of which include superfoods for resetting the body and feeling amazing. So if you want the highest quality plant-based ingredients for optimal health, go to Organifi.com and use code HUMBLE for 15% off any item in the store. First impressions are everything. So if you're looking to make an impact with your online content, you need Issue, the easiest way to make your creative ideas come to life and share everywhere you want to be seen. Issue is the all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital content, from marketing materials to magazines to flipbooks and brochures and so much more. There's no need for endless scrolling through PDFs. Issue features your creative in an easy-to-view way on every device. So you make it once and you distribute it everywhere without reformatting or any of that. Your content is already optimized for engagement and ready to share. Issue also works seamlessly with tools that you've already used, like Canva, Dropbox, and InDesign. Issue helps creators, marketers, designers, and really anyone who wants to make content that stands out. And you can start using Issue for free. They also offer premium features that give a way more customized experience. So get started with Issue today for free. Or if you sign up for a premium account, you'll get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code HUMBLE. That's issuu.com/podcast and use promo code HUMBLE at checkout for your free account for 50% off your premium account. That's issue.com/podcast with promo code HUMBLE. It's time, parents, to finally cross off one of the most important things on your to-do list: life insurance. You know, talking with Riley about planning for wills and trusts and life insurance, it makes me feel like, you know, it's time, you guys. It is time to finally cross off one of those most important things on your to-do list, which I think lingers over all of our heads, and that's life insurance. Fabric makes getting a great term life insurance policy for your family quick, easy, and surprisingly affordable. Fabric was built by parents for parents to help make it easier to manage your family's finances. Fabric is all online, so everything is on your schedule. You don't need to schedule anything or make time for phone calls or appointments. Just apply online when it's convenient for you. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply. You see your quote, and then you personalize your quote to fit your family's needs. You can be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Fabric's new lower prices means significant savings over other providers, with great quality policies like $1 million in coverage for less than a dollar a day. That's right, less than a dollar a day. Fabric also has over 1,600 five-star reviews on Trustpilot.com, and it's fully backed by Vantis Life. It's one of the most trusted names in the insurance companies since 1847. So you can feel confident that you're getting a high-quality policy that is perfect for your family. Fabric has a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. Fabric's online hub lets you handle all your family's insurance in one place, not just life insurance, and it creates a will to start your kids' college savings plan and even set up a rainy day savings fund. So protect your family's financial future with Fabric. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/humble. That's meetfabric.com/humble. meetfabric.com/humble. Fabric Insurance Agency policies issued by Vantis Life. Not available in New York and Montana. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So let's talk about Memo for a second, our contractor.
Oh, the best.
He's amazing. And he has been able to get shit done so fast, like record time.
Not only is he the best, but he's the best in many ways, right? He's
good human.
He is already T.O. Memo.
Yeah. Do you know what he did yesterday? He brought Piper a little dessert after he went, you know, he took his guys out to lunch. He came back and he goes, does she like dessert? And I was like, yes. And he bought her a little flan. He's Mexican. So I'm sure they had like tacos or something down the street. It's a really good taco place.
Yeah. I mean, who does that?
So sweet.
Yeah.
He's just the best. He's a really good guy. He doesn't like gouge. And he gets the work done. And honestly, he's on his guys. So if someone's doing a shitty job, like we had to get our tile in our bathroom done.
One single tile.
One massive tile redone 3 times. Because he was like, it's just not good enough. Like, and I don't want my name on this. And I love that. He's just so, his attention to detail is amazing. And I can, Riley says I hover.
You are absolutely a hoverer. Like it deserves a because it is.
No, you're making me sound like I'm psychotic and I'm really not.
Remember that one time that you literally were standing behind him, one shoulder and then over the other shoulder and then like on your tippy toes and then like leaning over the other shoulder so you could see how lined up it was. And then when they put the,
and guess what?
And then they put the,
TV was too high.
No, that was true, but that was your fault. So. What? That was, remember? You raised it after we all agreed to actually put it where it was now. But you were like, last minute, made that decision on your own. And what did it do to you?
Well.
So we had to redo that. But they brought out the level. And you're like, no, it's not level. No, it's not level. And they're like, literally put the level on there and it's level. Do you remember any of that?
I do, but vaguely. I will say we had a lot of people over and I had someone else that also said it was crooked. So we're sitting in our den. We're going to call it the den. Okay. We have 2 living rooms, the upstairs living room and the downstairs living room. The downstairs one is where our original furniture came. So it's like the big restoration hardware couch, the big, you know, coffee table and literally exactly what was in the other room. And there's a fireplace. And I'm looking at the wall, but like we have do you see this line that goes right across the entire wall?
I've been watching it this whole time.
What is that line? This house was honestly made very poorly, or certain aspects of the house were made very poorly. Granted, it was built in 1969. And when Memo went and broke down the bathrooms, he was like, whoever did this did the worst job.
There was literally... Behind the wall, there was 2 4x4s that are supposed to hold up the sheetrock that are cut off. They're short. They're like not even just a little short. They're 6 inches short. So the sheetrock is actually holding them up.
He was like, if you showered in here a few more times, the entire walls would have probably collapsed, especially with like the moisture and showering in there too much.
Yeah, now I feel very safe.
Me too. But like... It was done. It was just a shit job. So I'm really glad he got in there and fixed that up. I feel like we're going to have little projects here and there. Someone did ask me how long we plan on living here. And I said about 3 to 5 years. And they're like, oh, everyone went crazy on Instagram.
Why?
I don't know. They were like, what?
3 to 5 years.
3 to 5 years. And my reasoning was because we went into this house knowing that this was... the perfect first home. It was not our forever home. It wasn't our dream home. It was just the perfect first home. And I feel like you and I have big dreams and aspirations and places we want to live and things we want to do. And we felt like this was almost like an investment property. Would you agree?
I would agree. And I think everyone could probably agree that you're a hoverer and that you need to... This one, if we were going to make it the dream home, it'd probably take a year of hovering. So we might as well just hit the brakes, make it this beautiful, livable home right now. And then the next one, you can
hopefully turn key
and not have to hover.
Okay.
Except for the designer.
Yes, which she's also been really, really great. So Lucinda Pache, who was on the podcast a few episodes ago, came and not came on, but she helped me basically with this project because I didn't really know where to start as far as ordering toilets and valves and faucets, like shit that I had known nothing about, which I learned very quickly because I had the vision. I knew what I wanted. I knew exactly what things were supposed to look like. I just didn't know where to source it. And I honestly, if you're going to be spending this much money, it's good to get a designer so that you can use our discounts. So we, I got a friends and family discount from her, which was very nice of her. And I love her very much. Make sure to use her if you need any sort of design help, tips, or just a full blown. And
they're really good. Like she was really good at, one, managing
me,
you,
you're making me sound like a freaking nightmare.
No, no. But you had your vision, mm-hmm. which is a beautiful vision and everything's beautiful. You did an amazing job. But
thank you. I was waiting for that.
But getting getting all the things and knowing where to order it and stuff like that, that's managing you in that sense of, okay, you want a certain look. Okay, I know how to achieve that look.
Exactly.
Because that's you. It's almost like when you want to say something, but you don't know exactly how to say it. When you want to draw something or you have a vision in your mind and you need to get it out on, well, the canvas is the house. Yes. She brought that to life.
She totally did. And I will say they have connections, right? I wouldn't have known where to go for tile without, you know, besides like a floor and decor, you know, or like somewhere like a Home Depot. So she was able to guide me in that way and say, hey, I have connections. I know how to get, you know, materials fast, which is a problem right now because everything is taking forever and lead times are just insane. And the contractor was mine. Memo was mine. He was a referral from Jackie, which I've given you guys his information in my newsletter. Also, go to my website or my Instagram for that and go sign up for that because I'm always dropping little pearls in those newsletters. But besides that, she was able to say, hey, I can get you this that looks just like this for much cheaper, right? Mirrors and shower heads and things that like you just don't think of, sconces, vanities, all of it. She was just so good. So I will say that was getting a good contractor, having a friend that either is a designer or has access to contacts, resources, definitely utilize that.
Agreed.
Yes.
Having both of those people, Memo.
Has made this process fast.
Epic.
Yeah. It's been what, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
And Piper's bathroom is pretty much done. Ours should be done in the next few days. So it's been really good. It's been really fast. Piper did today though, while we were putting her down. Cause daddy's a hoverer.
For sure.
When it comes
her?
To Piper.
Oh, with her. Mm.
Yes. Yeah, so don't come at me, bruh.
At least I know her. Just kidding.
I know Theo Memo now.
Now.
he knows and he knows. He loves me and I love him. And he knows that I'm not judging him. I'm just very meticulous. But she said, I want to go home. And we were like, you are home. She goes, no, I want to go to my home. Like my home home. Oh, my baby. But it's weird because I feel like she loves it here.
She does love it here.
I think so.
Yeah, but she also said she wanted to see Nana and... Because yeah, I want to go to my home and see Nana. Nana. And, it's like,
and Nana is Riley's mom.
And how many months has it been?
That's true.
At least three?
Yeah.
At least?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She kind of has... it's funny how little kids like that, when they like say random things, it's almost like old people when they have dementia and they remember something from like a long time ago and they'll like bring something up. And you're like, what, Grandma? Like... That was like when you were 25. What are you talking about? You know, Piper, same thing. It's like,
yes.
What? It's so random. What else is going on with you? Can you give us any updates on, or what about the big update on Marriott and Lido House?
Which one? The cocktail one?
Oh my goodness. There's cocktail, so many. Gosh. Cocktail? Yeah. Yeah.
We went on, well, we were nominated for top 10 best hotel bars in the US for Tales of the Cocktail, mm-hmm. which is like an industry kind of nod. So it's legit. It's the it's where then that one and the then the world's best bars, top the 50 world's best bars. Those are the two big ones. And so we got nominated for that.
And those were all of your recipes?
No, not all of them.
Were some of your bartenders and...
Yeah, Steph was clearly, she's a pivotal person in the cocktail creation, right?
And she's the...
She is our senior manager. That's what they call them in Marriott. She runs Topside, but she started out as a bartender. So her and I worked together at the beginning. So then she really got to understand where we're headed and then has kind of taken that and just continued to take it and take it and take it.
So that's awesome. She should be proud.
So for her, and I've pushed her to do some other cocktail stuff, some bartending stuff, like competitions and stuff. And then now she gets to go represent Lido House because I don't work for Lido House clearly. He works
for the development side.
So I'm on the ownership side. So they asked me, do I have anybody that I would like to nominate for Tails to represent Lido House for Marriott? Because Marriott is doing a guest bartending event at Tails. And 12 hotels in the world of Marriott's, which is a lot of hotels, are invited. Only 12. And I nominated her and then she got picked. So she gets to go to Tails to represent Lido House behind the bar.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And it's in New Orleans. So
very, very cool. And that's where you're going to go to New Orleans too, right?
I have to figure out the dates and all that stuff and change because I was going on the back end of it and now she's going on the front end. So now I have to figure out going on the front end. So
yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. But okay. Lido House is just, you know,
crushing it,
getting amped up for summer.
It's so exciting. You've had so many influencers there.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. Who was it? The Bubbles and Blonde or Blonde Blubbles or
Bubbly Blonde.
Bubbly Blonde.
Yeah.
She was just there. Just so many people are having events. We want to have a Humble and Hungry event there.
Ooh, I like it.
Well, technically, so Kate Casey, who is also a big podcaster, reached out and, she wants to do something together. So I thought her and maybe,
yeah, let's get a couple together, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
No, but I think so. Yeah. And then having people that are like the Patreon or if you're listening here and if you guys want to join and you're local, coming out and just having cocktails and maybe you make a bunch of your hors d'oeuvres and we hang out and we podcast and do a live show. And so we're in the works on that. So you're going to have to help me make that happen.
Clearly.
Sir.
Clearly. I got you covered.
Okay. Anything else that you would like to share before I wrap this?
I would love to share one thing.
Okay, go.
Well, because I haven't told you yet, but on the 4th, the weekend.
Oh gosh, yes.
Emilian from Piper.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Emilian.
Yes.
Piper Heidzik. He is the chef de cave, so the winemaker. But he is coming out and he's staying at Lido House and we're going to do dinner.
Oh, okay.
I don't know exactly what day, but yeah. You know,
who is he coming out with?
I think just himself.
Okay.
So, because he wanted to do an event, but then it's over the 4th of July weekend, so then it's just crazy.
You guys at home, do your partners just do that all of a sudden to you? They're like, hey, by the way, we're doing dinner with a kind of other couple, or hey, we're going to a work event, and you're like, okay, well, all right, I guess we're doing that.
Yeah, I do that all the time, so I think everybody's probably this way. But
guess who's the one that has to manage Piper Rose?
She might be able to come, because maybe he'd want to meet her.
Oh, that sounds not fun.
Okay, then me. See? Because so then wait.
Because then one of us is going to have to be constantly talking to Piper or getting up with her and walking her outside so that she doesn't freak out, or we're going to be those parents that have to put an iPad in front of her eye or face that way we can have adult conversation because she's not mature enough yet or we're just bad parents and I just don't know if I can handle all that.
You know what this sounds like though? It sounds like
a me problem.
Exactly. Because I said we could just, and you don't think that sounds like fun. So
because I already know.
Ergo, you have to take care of it.
Because I'm 10 steps ahead. I'm a hoverer and a planner. I'm a planner. And so
I'm not. It's not my strong suit.
Not that you aren't.
No, I'm genuinely outside of work. I'm not a planner. No, I'm a last minute guy.
Oh, no, I know. Trust me. But that's why I handle that stuff.
Exactly.
And that's why I am going to veto bringing her to a work event.
I mean, it sounds, for everybody listening, it sounds like a perfect relationship, doesn't it? It sounds great. I know my strengths. You know your strengths.
So I handle the household, and then what do you do?
I go to work.
Hey, guess what? You're at my work. This is bring your fiance to work day. This is my work. but that's the shitty part sometimes when you have to work from home, is that because you're not physically out of the house at an office, people think, well, why are you on your phone? Why are you on your computer? Why are you? And it's like, because I'm working. Just because I'm not in an office and I'm doing it from home doesn't mean I'm not working. It's almost like I got to go somewhere else from however long to... Why are you laughing?
I just think I've never or rarely ever questioned anything about you're working. I'm just saying that's what
No, I know, but that's what you're doing. But I'm also working, but I'm also doing the other stuff.
I mean, I would if I could do a... not pick up a knife and have to chop stuff.
You don't really pick up a knife and chop stuff anymore. You do? Well, right now you do.
Yeah,
You're a little short-staffed.
What? I've been working stations. I've been prepping stations. I think I have...
I know, right now you have. You know? But normally, you're not really in the kitchen
cooking. I feel like our normal has been, since we've opened the hotel, it's been like...
A few months on, a few months off. Yes.
Can't really get that full stride yet.
Yeah.
Not.
That's so true. God, yeah. It's been, 3 years?
Four.
Four too long. But it's running. Thanks to you.
Rushing it.
Yeah. No, you're a rock star. And you're a great dad. And you do a lot for this family. So I appreciate you. I love you. I see you.
I love you. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thanks for coming on. And we will, talk later about the code. I'm just kidding.
Can't wait.
All right, guys, I am going to leave you here, and I'm also going to give you guys that sneak peek that I promised. It's 10 minutes, I believe, of the, Patreon episode. So if you're not a Patreon member, go and do that so you can listen to the full episode. But yeah, thanks for coming on, baby. I love you.
Love you too, baby.
Have fun in Aspen.
Thank you.
And I'm praying I don't have to cash out my life insurance. Okay. Love you. Come back in one piece.
I will. Bye. Love you.
Tim and I, we get to the brewery and we were kind of tiffing. And so, yeah, we were in a little tiff. Or he, actually, I wasn't in a tiff. He,
no,
he Tim was in a tiff.
No bone in filet that day.
But do you remember why?
Oh, so Jackie got a business phone. A separate phone for her work.
Got jealous.
And he got so upset. And so Jackie walks up to go get drinks. And he's like, I have to ask you something now that she's gone. He's like, and now that we're okay because we fought earlier. He's like, she thinks that having a second phone is going to make her life easier and gave me this whole spiel, right? And he's like, I can barely get a hold of her on her regular phone. And she's constantly on that fucking thing. And he's like, why does she need a second phone?
Ooh, he was pissed.
And so we talked through the whole thing. And so we talked through the whole thing. And I was like, well, she responds really fast to me. I think this is a you problem.
Have you seen therapy?
I was joking with him. But I think it just bothered him that it was now not only is she going to be consumed with one phone that she can't even respond to me on. Why does she need the second one?
But it's a work thing. Like, imagine if he had a second work phone. Like, that's not cool. It's a work thing. I'm sorry. That is not.
He didn't think that she was going to be able to balance having now two phones. That she was going to be very, because I get it. Because he feels like Jackie's always scrolling on her phone.
No.
She's always.
Wait.
Which I'm.
Let's take a minute. He literally just asked if you were going to spend the night after the podcast. That's his insecurity. It's not a fucking cell phone. Let's be real.
Here's the thing.
I think it's just you're not there.
Like she's not present.
Like he is needy. Like he needs a lot of you. So if you're not there, he automatically.
I think you just need to be very cautious when you are with him to set the phone down and be present.
Yeah. So here's the thing is. I also have that same job and I also have a second phone. And the reason why I do that and the reason why I had advised her to do that was because there are corporate has policies in place where they put monitoring devices on your phone and they can see everything. And that just, you know, here's the thing is they're not actively looking at it, but that doesn't make me feel good. And I don't want people in my personal business because I'm pretty private. So I had advised her if that's what you like, and they will pay for that phone if you have it separate on a separate plan and all that. Right. However, when I'm not on work hours, my phone is like at home when I'm out. Like I don't use that phone ever.
Yeah, you're not taking it.
It's not business hours.
You are.
I never have that phone. Right. I never check that.
You're
phone.
Never somewhat on.
If that phone was on you 24 hours, two phones, that would be weird. But if it's like a work phone, where you're like, okay, it's a Friday, 5 o'clock. Putting it down like you're done.
Yeah. And I'm the queen of being on my phone and scrolling and everybody knows like I'm glued to my phone. However, that phone, I literally barely check it. I use it for like the authentication.
That's right.
And then someone texts me or if I need to check a message while I'm on a call and I don't want my screen to be showing or like those types of things. But outside of that, that phone is like... It doesn't exist, basically. Yeah. So I think when he sees that, though, that phone is, like, not in circulation, then he'll be fine.
No. So, anyways, I returned it.
Oh,
but
you did?
This is, yeah. But this is a person who just, we're sitting on the couch and goes, look. And straight opened my phone with his face.
Oh,
he changed.
He went into the settings.
He's psycho.
And is able to
which again, I have nothing. I don't care. Here's my question is because I don't, but no, I'm serious. I don't care. He can look. He changed our group chat name, right? Like, I don't care what he does.
I know.
Right? Like, there's I don't no care if he's like, him. Yeah, there's no. Go ahead. Be like, there's nothing for me to hide.
Except the hookah.
Except for the hookah. Never. He knows. Okay.
We don't talk about Bruno. No.
He already knows about Bruno.
But like, you kind of got a little like weirded out.
I was annoyed because.
Right.
Because so I love that. I loved their interaction about that, right? Because it was like, they were laughing, and Jackie goes, "Okay, then give me your phone. I want to do my Face ID on your phone." And so she gets his phone, and she sets up her own Face ID. So she's doing like the whole fucking circle around, and he's laughing, and he's letting her do it. And I was like, I look at Riley, and I'm like, "Let me fucking do that shit to yourself." And
he was
straight,
like,
"Nope, not today." And I'm like, "The." Fuck you will. And it just pissed me off because he still doesn't let me fucking go in his phone.
Oh, my partner has multiple phones and I never would ever ask. And it doesn't bother me.
It bothers me too. It's a trust thing for me.
Yeah.
And I think for him, he feels like this is like my one thing that I have. Like we share everything. You have, you know, everything about my life, whatever.
No,
And I'm sorry.
I don't think there's anything on there. To be honest, I don't think there's anything on there that you should be worried about.
There's enough for you to say no.
When he betrayed my trust last time, I would never give my phone up.
Yeah, okay, but I don't have anything to hide. But yeah, the fact that he's like, I want to see what you have, by me declining, I feel like I'm now saying that there's something that I'm hiding then, even though I know that I'm not.
Agreed.
Right. So in order to like
ease him,
not even ease him, but just be like, I don't care. Like, go ahead. But yeah. Do I feel like.
I don't know.
God forbid something were to happen though. Right. Right. Tomorrow. God forbid.
Right. I can never get on his phone.
Correct. Right. I can literally now get into Tim's phone and I can be like, oh, there's our
like
emails.
An emergency contact. So like if but something were to different. Happen,
like, I don't know. You know, when you have emails and you're like, connected to something and you're like, oh, I lost my password. Like, I know. At least, you know, when you're in versus like having to sit on a phone with people and be like, oh, but
I think it's weird that I don't have his password.
I think it's weird. Yeah, and you're right, because password, like, that's very, it's a very shared, well, passwords were always me, shared like, for us.
He has my password. Yeah. He can get into my, by the way, Piper can get into my fucking phone. Yeah. And she scrolls through my photos and she scrolls through my stuff.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't care.
Can I offer you
care.
A different perspective?
Yes.
I think that. I know that that triggers you, but I think that you may think that there's something in the phone that actually doesn't even exist. It's just the fact that it's like, it's mine. I don't need you to be looking through. Like, what is the purpose for that?
Right.
Like, why that do you need sense. To? Even you, other people might have your password, but really, what is the reason that you need to look through my phone?
Right.
Like, even me with my nieces, I'm like, they always say, like, can I look at your phone? Can I look at your phone? I don't have anything that they couldn't look at. But I'm like, why do you need to do that? Like, what is on there that is interesting to you?
Right.
Like, this is mine.
Right.
So I always tell them, like, no, that's my phone. And my partner says that to me, too, is like, I would never, like, allow you to be in my phones. And I have multiple phones, too. And I wouldn't ever give it to him. And I never, like, look over his shoulder. And it's like, okay, but I don't think there's any.
But because they're not initiating it. So imagine that you had one that was like, let me see. I want to see. If you have nothing to hide.
I would say no. I'd be like, what do you need to see in there? That if you have a question, ask me. What is your question that you think that is going to be solved that's in my phone?
And then it becomes a problem.
Why is the phone but such a...
Because
that's like your dear diary. I'm
but
sorry.
Why
but
is
that's
it?
Like your...
But why? Right?
What
like, why
mean,
is
why?
It?
But then, honestly,
your
though,
photos, like,
but you guys,
you
well, I don't know.
But
so do you share,
you look,
do you not
but
share?
When you look, you will find something. You're going to find something that is either really,
so
really bad.
So why do you need
or
to know?
Even something that's like something so stupid that you're like, well, why are you even looking at that? So, or why are you searching that? Or
so
why
is ignorance not bliss? Like, why do you need to see that stuff?
I don't need to see it.
That plagues you.
You know what's
like
funny? Can I tell you something?
Like, pick at.
If I had his password, I would never go in it. I just like the idea of him saying,
That you know it.
That I know it. That I just know
at
it.
Any did point, you explain you could, that to him?
No, it was just
I
more.
I think if you explained it that way,
no, it wouldn't.
It's different
no,
than
it wouldn't.
I just want to see what's
again,
in your phone.
Even after our big fight.
I don't think that they.
No, because
even
I
after
think,
our big fight, after everything that I found, he was like, no.
I know, but here's the thing is, when you say it the way that you just said it right now, of like, by the way, if you gave me your password, I wouldn't even care to look into it.
He's just going to think
it's
I'm
just,
saying that just to say it.
It's just a mm-hmm. principle thing. No, in the heat of a fight, yeah, if you say that, then it's like, okay, I'm so sure. But if it came up another time casually, and you said like, oh, well, even if I had your password, like, I wouldn't care to like go through your stuff anyways. That's non-threatening versus right. Why won't you give it to me? What's in there that you won't give it to? See how the tone is like mm-hmm. so different of like,
it's almost like
I want to know
right.
and I need to know. It's like a possessive thing versus like, hey,
like the principle
like
of saying,
just,
hey,
what
just
Jackie just said of like, hey, well, what if something, God forbid, was to happen? Then like I could resolve things.
Right. It's right? your
Those
approach
are
to
two
it.
Two totally yep. different reasons
that's
for
my
wanting
approach, but I don't know if that's Tim's like
I know
I
but
know
those
if,
are two totally different
saying,
reasons
I,
right so that's a different perspective of like I'm not trying to go through your stuff. I'm just saying, like, God forbid something happens, I'm able to access whatever needs to be accessed in that moment of time. And on a day-to-day basis, I don't really care to go through your stuff because it's your stuff.
Okay, so the way that Tim and I, like, our situation, it was just very organic. And it was, like, funny and it was fun. Right, and it was, like, like, it wasn't a serious conversation. By the
way, you guys were joking. And when I said it to Riley, he was like, no.
It
got a little awkward.
It got awkward.
And I was like, okay, we're going to not talk about
it. Yeah, we're going to change the subject. Because
I was like, what the fuck? Like, why?
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Love you all so, so much. Thanks for supporting the show, supporting me. I appreciate you guys each and every day. Go follow me on Instagram at Natalie Pouchet and sign up for the newsletter, Patreon, all the things. And I will definitely keep you guys posted on any events that we have coming up. So yes, thank you all so much and have a beautiful week. And remember, stay humble and stay hungry.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.